Hi, I'm Erica Mills. Welcome to Language Lab. This week, rather than going directly to the dictionary, I'm going to start by telling you a story. It's a story about a conversation I had with my son. Relatively recently, he's just turned 7, he was 6 at the time. We were at a friend's house. There were some little people friends, his friends, and then my friends were slightly taller. So we're all hanging out and things seem to be going well, and my son comes over at some point and he says, "Mommy, I need to talk to you." You know, get down, look at him in the eyes, because he's clearly concerned about something. And I say, "All right, what's going on?" He says, "No, this is a private conversation." And I'm thinking, okay. So he takes me by the hand and he, you know, wanders around this house until he finds a space that where nobody else is. No one's within earshot. And they go in there and I'm like, "Okay, what's going on?" And at this point, I have to be honest with you. I was like, "Oh my gosh, something terrible has happened to my son." So I'm relatively concerned. And so I say, "Honey, you know, tell me what's going on. You know, you can tell me anything," all this stuff. And he says, "Mommy, I need you to stop using the word funsies in public." And I'm looking at him like, okay. So, like, we're just warming up here because that's actually not a, you know, big deal. This can't be a big enough deal to, like, take me into this private space. And I said, "Okay, well, you know, is there anything else you want to talk to me about?" And he looks around just to make sure no one's eavesdropping and looks me straight in the eye and says, "Mommy, funsies isn't a word." And he is like clearly very concerned about this state of affairs that I, a lover of words, am out in the world using a word that is not, in fact, a word. Bless his little heart. So I'm like, okay, I can totally stop using that in public, which I haven't officially eradicated it in all public instances, but around my children, because, you know, kids get a little tweaked out when their parents use a word that isn't really a word and all those things. Why I wanted to tell you this story today is that sometimes we get embroiled in this idea. The language, you know, has a lot of rules and it's very rigid and has to be one way. But in fact, the beauty of language is that it's flexible and then you can create words. You know, people create words all the time. There's even a thing called a sniglet where you mush two words together. I do this constantly. Phonective. It's fun and it's effective. It's phonective, right? This list goes on and on. I'm sure as a lover of words yourself, you create words. So this week, I want to invite you to play with words. Like, this doesn't all need to be serious and about grammatical rules and where should the apostrophe go and is it a, you know, a possessive or is it a, you know, contraction? It's, just in case you were wondering what I was referencing there. Play with words. You know, words are fun. Life should be funsies, as it were. And I do, just for the record, want you to note or know that funsies, although not in the Old English Dictionary, did make it into the Urban Dictionary. And the technical definition, according to the Urban Dictionary, is to do something for the fun of it. And the word was originally used on the TV show Scrubs. So it is totally legitimate to use the word funsies out in the world. You might not want to use it, you know, in public, in front of your kids, up to you. But know that it is a word. Play with your words. Have some fun. Tell me how it goes. And I will talk to you next week.